Lesson 1, Heavenly Father's Plan for Us. Purpose, to help the children understand that they are spirit children of Heavenly Father, and that He has a plan that will help them become like Him and return to live with Him again. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Romans chapter 8, verse 16. We are the children of God. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. The plan of salvation was presented to us before we were born on earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 and 56. Job chapter 38, verses 4 and 7. Many were prepared in premortal life to be prophets and leaders on earth. Gospel Principles, chapter 2, Our Heavenly Father. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible and a pearl of great price for each child. B. 10 cutout figures of the plan of salvation, 6A through 6J, located in the back of the manual. C. The following word strips. 1. Where. 2. Who. 3. What. Note, the second part of the story of the council in heaven, our choosing to follow Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father rather than Lucifer, will be covered in Lesson 2. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the word strips you have prepared or write the following words on the chalkboard. Where, who, what. Ask the children to listen as you sing or read the words to the first verse of I Lived in Heaven, Children's Songbook, page 4, so they will know the answers to some important questions that you will ask them. I lived in heaven a long time ago, it is true. Lived there and loved there with people I know, so did you. Then Heavenly Father presented a beautiful plan, all about earth and eternal salvation for man. Where did we live a long time ago? Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 29. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Long before this world was created, all of the spirits of all men and women who were assigned to this earth lived in a spiritual existence. Spencer W. Kimball, Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 30. Who lived there with us? What was Heavenly Father's plan for us? Explain that Heavenly Father wanted us to be able to receive a physical body to learn to choose between right and wrong. Note, Lesson 2 deals with agency, and have the opportunity to become like Him. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of our premortal life as revealed in Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 26, and Doctrine and Covenants section 138, verses 55 and 56, and explained in Gospel Principles chapter 2. For suggested ways to teach the scriptural account, see Teachings from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Note, the first estate refers to our premortal life, and the second estate is our life on earth. Explain that intelligences, as used in these scriptures, refers to the spirit children of Heavenly Father, and that premortal life means our life before we were born on the earth. Teach Heavenly Father's plan using the cutout figures of the plan of salvation. Emphasize that the main purpose of Heavenly Father's plan is to give us the opportunity to become like Him. Next is a chart, the plan of salvation. These are the 10 cutouts as mentioned on page 1, 3B. Premortal life, birth, earth life, death, spirit world, then resurrection and final judgment. The celestial kingdom, the terrestrial kingdom, and the telestial kingdom. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lessons. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Who is the Father of our spirits? Romans chapter 8, verse 16. How are we as mortals like our heavenly parents? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. What did we do in the spirit world? Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 56. What did we do when Heavenly Father presented His plan to us? We shouted for joy. Job chapter 38, verses 4 and 7. Why don't we remember our premortal life? Explain to the children that when each of us was born on the earth, we forgot our life with Heavenly Father. This allowed us to develop faith in Him and in Jesus Christ. We can do this through believing the prophets, studying the Scriptures, praying, and following the guidance of the Holy Ghost. How is earth life different from our premortal life? See Enrichment Activity number 6. What are we supposed to do while we live on earth? Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Alma chapter 34, verses 32 and 33. What will happen if we keep the commandments while we are on earth? Abraham chapter 3, verse 26. What happens to our physical bodies when we die? Where do our spirits go? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Alma chapter 40, verses 11 through 14. Help the children understand that at death our spirits do not actually go into God's presence, but go to the spirit world, where we shall receive a partial judgment. What does it mean to be resurrected? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 12. Who will be resurrected? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. What will happen after we are resurrected? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Who will be worthy to live in the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 51 through 53. Help the children understand that to be able to enter the celestial kingdom, they must have faith in Jesus Christ, repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Ghost. Then they must live worthy and prove their faithfulness. See Enrichment Activity 3. Who will live in the terrestrial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 71 through 79. What will it be like to live in the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 92 through 94. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Tell the children that this year they will be studying the gospel mostly from the Old Testament and Pearl of Great Price. Show the children a copy of each of these books, or if they have their own set of scriptures, have them locate each of these books. Explain that the Old Testament is the history of God's dealings with His people from the creation of the earth until about 400 years before Jesus Christ was born. The Pearl of Great Price contains sacred writings by several prophets, including two Old Testament prophets, Moses and Abraham. They tell about our premortal life, the early history of the world, Heavenly Father's plan for us, and the restoration of the gospel. You may wish to compare some verses in the Old Testament with those in the Pearl of Great Price, such as Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, with Moses chapter 2, verse 5. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Encourage the children to bring their own scriptures each week if possible. Read and discuss Abraham chapter 3, verse 23 with the children. What kinds of things might we have been chosen to do on earth? Explain that we are free to choose what we will do in this life, but each of us has been foreordained to do an important work on the earth. 3. Put the cutout figures of the plan of salvation around the room and have the children physically move from place to place as you briefly review each one. Emphasize in the review that we all lived with Heavenly Father in the premortal life and that we can live with Him again. Or have the children put the cutouts in the proper order on a table. Encourage the children to decide to make right choices so they will someday be worthy to return and live forever in the celestial kingdom. You may also wish to have each child make a set of cutouts to take home and share with his or her family. 4. Explain that our life on earth is like a school. We are here to learn and be tested. If we make right choices, we will pass the tests and be able to return to Heavenly Father. read and discuss the following quotation. My brothers and sisters, we're away from home. We're off to school. Our lessons will not be easy. The way we react to them, the way we conquer and accomplish and live, will determine our rewards, and they will be permanent and eternal. The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 28. 5. Help the children understand and memorize Abraham, chapter 3, verse 25. 6. Discuss with the children how earth life is similar to and different from our premortal life. You may wish to prepare slips of paper with items from the following list written on them. Have the children take turns picking a slip of paper, reading it to the class, and placing it under the cutout figure. Earth life or premortal life, to which it belongs. Some of these belong under both. You could make an additional word strip or put these between the two cutout figures. Live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, premortal. Be with our family, both. Have the Bible and Book of Mormon to guide us, earth. Have only a spirit body, premortal. Have a physical body, earth. Be taught Heavenly Father's plan, both. Experience hard work, sorrow, and death, earth. Be able to have children, earth. 7. Talk with the children about the importance of living righteously in order to be able to return to Heavenly Father and live in the celestial kingdom. Have the children role-play situations such as the following, showing the decision that will help them return to live with Heavenly Father. A. Your friend asks you to go to a movie with him on Sunday. B. You forgot to do your homework and you were tempted to tell your teacher that you could not do it because you were sick. C. Your mother asks you to stay home to tend your younger brother instead of going somewhere with your friends. 8. Sing or read the words to the following. I am a child of God. 1. I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Chorus. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do to live with Him some day. Verse 2. I am a child of God, and so my needs are great. Help me to understand His words before it grows too late. Verse 3. I am a child of God. Rich blessings are in store. If I but learn to do His will, I'll live with Him once more. Verse 4. I am a child of God. His promises are sure. Celestial glory will be mine if I can but endure. Optional descant from verse 3 for voice or instrument. I am a child of God, and blessings are in store. If I learn to do His will, I'll live with Him once more. O lead, guide, walk beside, help me to find the way. Teach me what I must do to live with Him someday. Children's Songbook, page 2. I will follow God's plan. My life is a gift. My life has a plan. My life has a purpose. In heaven it began. My choice was to come to this lovely home on earth and seek for God's light to direct me from birth. I will follow God's plan for me, holding fast to His word and His love. I will work and I will pray. I will always walk in His way. Then I will be happy on earth and in my home above. Children's Songbook, page 164. I lived in heaven. Verse 1. I lived in heaven a long time ago, it is true. Lived there and loved there with people I know, so did you. Then Heavenly Father presented a beautiful plan, all about earth and eternal salvation for man. 2. Father said He needed someone who had enough love to give His life so we all could return there above. There was another who sought for the honor divine. Jesus said, Father, send me, and the glory be thine. 3. Jesus was chosen, and as the Messiah He came, conquering evil and death through His glorious name, giving us hope of a wonderful life yet to be, home in that heaven where God is waiting for me. I Lived in Heaven, Children's Songbook, page 4. Books of the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Job, Psalms, and Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah and Micah and Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. These are the books of the Old Testament. From Children's Songbook, page 114. Back to text. Page 5. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear testimony that we all are children of a loving Heavenly Father. Express gratitude for the plan of salvation, which will help us return with our loved ones to live with Heavenly Father someday. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as the story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Job chapter 38, verses 4 and 7, and Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 26 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 1, Heavenly Father's Plan for Us.